Pathway of Peace, Pools of Reflection, Week 3, Day 21. Avoid all distractions. Let's read Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 to 34. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Thoughtful reflection. This verse is always a challenge to our priorities. In other words, if we take care of God's house and priorities, he promises that he will take care of ours. We cannot just casually hope that we will stumble upon the purpose of God in our lives, but we need to actively seek it. We need to have an intentional attitude of active pursuit, and we need to search for his way with our focused attention. Then, once we know the plan of God, we must align our lives with his desires, and then we can watch God take care of all our practical, spiritual, and emotional needs. I believe in these days, God is looking for an army of ordinary people who will know him and are not easily distracted by fear, reputation, and possessions, but they are ready to be captivated by the face of Jesus. These will be a dangerous generation of Jesus lovers who delight to give their lives away for a kingdom purpose of heaven. The attitude of the kingdom is always countercultural. We will live our lives in the opposite spirit and attitude to those around us. We should not be fighting to maintain our reputations in the face of criticism, but trust God to defend us. We should not be motivated by ruthless ambition to climb the promotion ladder at any cost, but rather expect God to make a way for you. We should not be consumed with fears about our future, as we have a Father who is in control of our destiny, and his plans never fail. So in this season of shaking, we may be shaken, but we should not be stirred by worry. When financial institutions crumble around us, remember that our lives are not built on the sand of man's wisdom, but on the rock of God's instruction. Our house will not come down in this storm, as we have built on the foundation of Jesus, the rock of all ages, who never fails. So today, do not be distracted by the fears for your security and future. Remember, we serve the eternal God, and he is in control of our lives as we surrender to and obey him. So fix your eyes on Jesus. He is the starter and the completer of this journey of life. Just take one day at a time and enjoy your life. Do not be overwhelmed, but seize the day with your hands of faith and win. You are made to overcome. So let's pray. Focus for confession. So, Father, I fix my eyes on Jesus and on your kingdom purpose. I have such a desire to honour you. I want to see your righteousness and integrity in my life. I ask you to keep stirring my hunger for you and help me to keep focused on your priorities. I thank you that when I ask, I receive. When I seek, I find. So put a fresh confidence in me to seek your purpose. Father, I take one day at a time, just one day. Help me not to be distracted by the weight of the future. You have my life in your hands. Amen.